We saw this a couple of decades ago when Teddy Kollek, the great mayor of Jerusalem in the 80s and the 90s, was besieged one day in his office by religious leaders from all of the backgrounds, Christian prelates, rabbis, imams. They were arguing with one another about access to the holy sites. And the squabble went on, and Kollek listened, and he finally said, "Gentlemen, spare me your sermons, and I will fix your sewers." That's what mayors do. They fix sewers. They get the trains running. There isn't a left or right way of doing. Boris Johnson in London calls himself an anarcho-Tory. Strange term, but in some ways he is. He's a libertarian. He's an anarchist. He rides to work on a bike. But at the same time, he's in some ways a conservative. Bloomberg in New York was a Democrat. Then he was a Republican. And finally, he was an independent and said, the party label just gets in the way. Lushkov, 20 years mayor in Moscow, though he helped found a party, United Party, with Putin, in fact, refused to be defined by the party, and finally, in fact, lost his job, not under Brezhnev, not under Gorbachev, but under Putin, who wanted a more faithful party follower. So mayors are pragmatists and problem solvers. They get things done. But the second thing about mayors is they are also what I like to call homeboys, or to include the women mayors, homies. They're from the neighborhood. They're part of the neighborhood. They're known. Ed Koch used to wander around New York City saying, "How am I doing?" Imagine David Cameron wandering around the United Kingdom asking, "How am I doing?" He wouldn't like the answer. Or Putin, or any national leader. He could ask that because he knew New Yorkers and they knew him. Mayors are usually from the places they govern. It's pretty hard to be a carpetbagger and be a mayor. You can run for the Senate out of a different state, but it's hard to do that as a mayor. And as a result, mayors and city councilors and local authorities have a much higher trust level, and this is the third feature about mayors, than national governing officials. In the United States, we know the pathetic figures. 18% of Americans approve of Congress and what they do. And even with a relatively popular president like Obama, the figures for the presidency run about 40, 45, sometimes 50% at best. The Supreme Court has fallen way down from what it used to be. But when you ask, do you trust your city councilor? Do you trust your mayor? The rates shoot up to 70, 75, even 80% because they're from the neighborhood, because the people they work with are their neighbors, because like Mayor Booker in Newark, a mayor is likely to get out of his car on the way to work and go in and pull people out of a burning building. That happened to Mayor Booker. Or intervene in a mugging in the street as he goes to work because he sees it. No head of state would be permitted by their security detail to do it, nor be in a position to do it. That's the difference. And the difference has to do with the character of cities themselves, because cities are profoundly multicultural, open, participatory, democratic, able to work with one another. When states face each other, China and the U.S., they face each other like this. When cities interact, they interact like this. China and the U.S., despite the recent Meta meeting in California, are locked in all kinds of anger, resentment, and rivalry for number one. We heard more about who will be number one. Cities don't worry about number one. They have to work together, and they do work together. They work together in climate change, for example. Organizations like the C40, like ICLE, which I mentioned, have been working together many, many years before Copenhagen. In Copenhagen, 4 or 5 years ago, 184 nations came together to explain to one another why their sovereignty didn't permit them to deal with the grave, grave crisis of climate change. But the mayor of Copenhagen had invited 200 mayors to attend. They came, they stayed, and they found ways and are still finding ways to work together city to city and through intercity organizations.